Al-Araf, Part 1. Oh, nothing earthly save the ray thrown back from the flowers of beauty's eye, as in those gardens where the day springs from the gems of Sirkashi. Oh, nothing earthly save the thrill of melody in woodland rill, or music of the passion-hearted, joy's voice so peacefully departed, that, like the murmur in the shell, its echo dwelleth and will dwell. Oh, nothing of the dross of ours, yet all the beauty, all the flowers that list our love and deck our bowers adorn yon world afar, afar, the wandering star. 'Twas a sweet time for Nisaki, for there her world lay lolling on the golden air, near four bright suns, a temporary rest, an oasis in desert of the blessed. Away, away, mid seas of rays that roll, empyrean splendor o'er the unchained soul, the soul that scarce, the billows are so dense, can struggle to its destined eminence. To distant spheres from time to time she rode, and late to ours, the favored one of God. But now, the ruler of an anchored realm, she throws aside the scepter, leaves the helm, and, amid incense and high spiritual hymns, laves in quadruple light her angel limbs. Now happiest, loveliest in yon lovely earth, whence sprang the idea of beauty into birth, falling in wreaths through many a startled star, like women's hair mid pearls, until afar it lit on hills Achaean and there dwelt. She looked into infinity and knelt, rich clouds for canopies about her curled, fit emblems of the model of her world, seen but in beauty, not impending sight of other beauty glittering through the light, a wreath that twined each starry form around, and all the opaled air in color bound. All hurriedly she knelt upon a bed of flowers, of lilies such as reared the head on the fair Capo Deucato, and sprang so eagerly around about to hang upon the flying footsteps of deep pride of her who loved a mortal, and so died. The cephalica, budding with young bees, upreared its purple stem around her knees, and gemmy flower of Trebizond misnamed, inmate of highest stars, where erst it shamed all other loveliness, its honeyed dew, the fabled nectar that the heathen knew. Deliriously sweet was dropped from heaven, and fell on gardens of the unforgiven, in Trebizond, and on the sunny flower, so like its own above that, to this hour, it still remaineth, torturing the bee with madness and unwonted reverie. In heaven and all its environs, the leaf and blossom of the fairy plant, in grief, disconsolate linger, grief that hangs her head, repenting follies that full long have fled, heaving her white breast to the balmy air, like guilty beauty, chastened and more fair. Nyctanthes, too, as sacred as the light, she fears to perfume, perfuming the night. And Clytia pondering between many a sun, while pettish tears adown her petals run. And that aspiring flower that sprang on earth and died, ere scarce exalted into birth, bursting its odorous heart in spirit to wing its way to heaven from garden of a king, and Valisnarian lotus thither flown from struggling with the waters of the Rhone, and thy most lovely purple perfume, Zante, Isola d'Oro, Fior de Levante, and the Nelumbo bud that floats forever with Indian Cupid down the holy river, fair flowers and fairy, to whose care is given to bear the goddess song in odors up to heaven. Spirit that dwellest where in the deep sky the terrible and fair in beauty vie, beyond the line of blue, the boundary of the star which turneth at the view of thy barrier and thy bar, of the barrier overgone by the comets who were cast from their pride and from their throne to be drudges till the last, to be carriers of fire, the red fire of their heart, with speed that may not tire and with pain that shall not part, who livest that we know in eternity we feel, but the shadow of whose brow what spirit shall reveal? Though the beings whom thy Nisaki, thy messenger, hath known, have dreamed for thy infinity a model of their own. Thy will is done, O God. The star hath ridden high through many a tempest, but she rode beneath thy burning eye. And here, in thought to thee, in thought that can alone ascend thy empire and so be a partner of thy throne, by winged fantasy my embassy is given, till secrecy shall knowledge be in the environs of heaven. She ceased, and buried then her burning cheek, abashed amid the lilies there to seek a shelter from the fervor of his eye, for the stars trembled at the deity. She stirred not, breathed not, for a voice was there, how solemnly pervading the calm air. A sound of silence on the startled ear, which dreamy poets name the music of the sphere. Ours is a world of words. Quiet we call silence, which is the merest word of all. All nature speaks, and even ideal things flap shadowy sounds from visionary wings. But ah, not so when thus in realms on high the eternal voice of God is passing by, and the red winds are withering in the sky. What though in worlds which sightless cycles run, linked to a little system and one sun, where all my love is folly, and the crowd still think my terrors but the thundercloud, the storm, the earthquake, and the ocean wrath, ah, will they cross me in my angrier path? What though in worlds which own a single run, the sands of time grow dimmer as they run, yet thine is my resplendency, so given to bear my secrets through the upper heaven. Leave tenantless thy crystal home, and fly with all thy train athwart the moony sky, apart like fireflies in Sicilian night, and wing to other worlds another light. Divulge the secrets of thy embassy to the proud orbs that twinkle, and so be to every heart a barrier and a ban, lest the stars totter in the guilt of man. Up rose the maiden in the yellow night, the single mooned eve, on earth we plight, our faith to one love and one moon adore, the birthplace of young beauty had no more. As sprang that yellow star from downy hours, up rose the maiden from her shrine of flowers, and bent o'er sheeny mountain and dim plain, her way, but left not yet her Thracian reign.